Okay, we're going to be learning tonight, Mitz Hashem, the halachas of Tefillin Shel Rosh, and in particular, we're going to be discussing the place, the correct place, where is the correct position of the Tefillin Shel Rosh. Very interesting how the Mishnah Berurah puts it. Let us see what the Shulchan Aruch says. Let us first start with a bit of recap in Siv Zayin, is a halacha that we covered earlier, but Shulchan Aruch just repeats pretty much the halacha that we learned. Siv Zayin, page 74, Siv Zayin. Afal pi sheish la'odom makab makim hanochas tefillin, although a person may have a wound in the place where the tefillin are, yaniach tefillin, nevertheless, he should put on tefillin, although there's a wound on his arm. Ki makim yesh bizroya, there's sufficient place on the arm, leoniach shtei tefillin. In theory, a person, there's sufficient space and place to put two tefillin on one arm. Because the bone which is close to the underarm, from half of it, half the elbow until from half that bone until the elbow, as the place of anochas tefillin. As we spoke about previously and we discussed extensively, the bone over here, from the half the bone until the half the bone, that's the beginning of the makom anochas tefillin. We spoke about the muscle. And it said in theory there should be sufficient place, if it's a pretty small tefillin, there should be sufficient place to put on two tefillin. And that's what he recaps with. Mishnah Berurah again in Sifkot and Choftes goes a little bit briefly into the halachas, and he says in Sifkot and Choftes, Allah Koiv de Reutzelema, Bevosat of Guach, by the muscle, Hashel Etzad, a Koiv de, which is towards the muscle, Vloyal, a Koiv de Mamash, but it doesn't mean Mamash all the way down to the elbow, it certainly doesn't mean that. Vimni Spashed a Maka, Bechol Bosat of Guach, Hashel Etzad, a Koiv de, but if the wound is very big, then Yuchalisma Chaldas, and Mikinun Yach, Bevosat of Guach, Hashabechetzi Elin Shel Etzem. He says, if there's quite a big wound and you won't be able to put it on the half, the bottom half, the lower half of the bone, then you'd be able to go further up. And we spoke about that lechatchili should be from here, from the half of the bone down, a little bit down until the muscle goes down. But if that's not possible, then you can actually put it a bit further up over here, as long as it's on the muscle. Do you remember we spoke about that? Yeah, by the way, I think that has it been uploaded on the, there should be, do you know about it? It's not there yet. Okay. Yeah, remember that picture? Yeah, it's very clear. Should we just pass it on quickly just to recap a little bit? Maybe just have a brief glance. Continue. The Mishnah Berurah continues. If the wound is big, he is in pain to put on tefillin, Potter is exempt maliach tefillin shel yad, to put on tefillin shel yad. Afilu nishrei lemakom, although there is still place, if it is a wound and it hurts him, he's exempt. V'niach shel rosh levat, and he can just put the tefillin shel rosh only. That's k'delbasim chavov, as we discussed, I believe, yesterday or 2 days ago, ayin sham. Ayin mashu kusavnu b'sifei b'sifkot yudches. So this is pretty much a recap of the halacha that we discussed, what exactly the place of makom anochas tefillin shel yad. Continues the shulchan aruch in tzif ches. Oirech retzua. What about the retzua? What's the length of the retzua of the strap? The retzua of the tefillin shel yad. How long does it need to be? Kedei she'takif es hazroya, he should go around the arm, ve'yikshoir mimenu ha'kesher, and he should be able to bind it, ve'timtoch at etzbaim tzois. He should be able to go around the arm, and it should be tight, ve'timtoch should be tight at etzbaim tzois, until the middle finger. Should be able to reach the middle finger. And he should be going round on the finger. Should be going round 3 times. And then tie it. And the minig of the general minig is to go around the arm 6 or 7 7 times. Go around 7 times, and then tight enough. Yeah, it should be going around 3 times and then go around. And we all know that the shape that we generally try to create is a shape of a shin, which is actually not mentioned over here at this stage, but we know that the tefillin altogether should be creating a yud, a shin, and a dalet. Right? The tefillin shel rosh has got a dalet in the back. We'll speak about that shortly. The tefillin shel yad, when you go around, it's got a shin Dalet Shin and Yud by the Tefillin, the Yud by the Tefillin Shel Yad. So altogether, you've got the name of Hashem Shakai. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Lamed it points out in the last point that he makes, when you go around the hand, you do that after putting on the tefillin shel rosh. So you put on the tefillin shel yad, you go around 7 times, you then put on the tefillin shel rosh, and you then continue make the kichos around your finger. Shish oy shiva, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Aleph oy shiva, v'anan nagin on shiva. Generally, the minig is to go 7 times around the arm. V'ayim b'sharet shuva and tzivot b'sharet shuva writes that shemasik the maskoni shein lasoik tein lasoik elu azayin krich zrak al azroya. That the halacha is that you should be going around 7 times on the arm. V'dloike k'tzas, not like some people, shein lagin with the minik, lasoik gimel krichos ala kiboyris v'dalad al azroya. Not like those people who have a minik to go around 3 times over here, and then afterwards an additional 4 times over here. That, says the Mishnah Berurah, is a wrong minig. You need to go 7 times on the actual arm. There's 2 ways of counting as to whether the halves that you do they add up or not. So some people have 6 plus 2 halves, which is 7, and some actually do 7. But these are minhagim, and either way, the Shulchan Aruch says 6 or 7 times. I must say, there's surprisingly little in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Mishnah Berurah and in the Achronim about those kichos. There's very, very little. We're going to see the next Eve already discusses Mokem Manochas Tefillin Shel Rosh. There's surprisingly little about it. Surprisingly little about it, but all we know is that it needs to be tight. You need to go 6 or 7 times around it. Then you stop and you put in Tefillin Shel Rosh. And after you go 3 kichos, you go around it. And then you end up creating a shiin. Surprisingly little about the poskim. I assume the reason being that it's either way not really ma'akev, it's all according to Mesoiras Minhagim, and it's not nothing ma'akev in the mitzvah, and that's probably why. But it is quite surprising how little is in the poskim. Yeah. Why do you see that? Right. Right. It could be, well, what he, the Noyagin Olam is about the amount of times the minig is to go around. The truth is the poskim actually differentiate between the first 3 kichos. The first 3 kichos, the poskim say, they may be lehalocha because that's part of the tying. Before you've done 3 times, it's not properly tied and you may not fulfill properly the mitzvah of ukshartem. That, beyond that is takan a minig, as you are saying. It's probably just a minig to have 6 or 7 times, yeah. Yeah, going back to that Mishnah Berurah. Yeah. Yes, I hear that. That's a good deal. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Right, but with regards to the length of the difference, they need to be sufficiently long to go around 7 times and then afterwards do the rest. They don't have to be longer than that. Interesting shaila that the poskim discusses, what if the ritzuas are short? If the ritzuas are short that you can't actually reach the fingers, or you can't actually reach this, you can't actually make a proper shin out of it. Is that a problem or not? Is that an act of the mitzvah? Should you still put it on? Can you still make a bracha or not? Yeah. Maybe do less around the arm. Yeah. What do you think, Rabbi Sai? Is it? Can you still make a bracha if you can't do all the kichas properly? Can you still make a bracha? That's interesting. Yeah, we spoke. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah does mention that. Yeah, but if the ritzu is not long enough, you can't actually do all the. You can't actually go around sufficiently. Say it takes somebody's tefillin that it's just not long enough. Yeah. It's still tired. Right. You're quite right. The poskim say that it's fine. You can actually make a bracha, even though you're right. Even though you can't actually fulfill all the kichas completely, and you won't be able to do it all. Nevertheless, you can actually make a bracha on it. Now let us see the mokem anochas tefillin shel rosh. Says the, by the way, an interesting point. Why do we do 7 times around there before we continue with sieve tests? Why 7 times? Kabbalistic. Good. Any further insights in that general answer? Oh, that's very nice. It's building. Action in this world is 7. Any other insights, Kabbalistic insights? Why 7? 7 days of the week, maybe. Now, what's 7? So the poskim, interesting, Och Shulchan says that it's got to do with Poseches Yodecha. Umaspil Chuchayrotzen, if you can't, you're going to have 7. And Poseches Yodecha, we ask Hashem to open, Poseches Yodecha, Hashem should open, should and should give us abundance. Pesaches Yudecho, and then while we put on, while we wrap around our arm, Pesaches Yudecho must be Elchol Harotzoy. Others say that other poskim, I saw other poskim speak about the seven melochim. Do you know about the seven angels, the seven melochim? Michal, Gabriel, etc. So it's also seven melochim, that's also to accompany us as we fulfill the mitzvah. So there's various reasons put down, as you said, Kabbalistic reasons. I don't know what the posh reason is for seven. We should not be mafsik, we think that, why not to say... No. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. Let us see the Mokem Hanochas Tefillin Shel Rosh. Sif Tes. Mokem Hanochas Tefillin Shel Rosh. What is the right place of putting the Tefillin Shel Rosh? Me'as Cholas Ikre Aso, where the hairline begins. Don't look at me, please. Where the hairline begins, Me'mitzchon his forehead. Ad Soif HaMokem, until the end of the... Ad Soif HaMokem Shemoichoy Shel Tinoik Roifeis. So the beginning is, the beginning place is where the hairline begins, and it goes all the way till the place a newborn baby will know it's got a soft head. There must be an English expression for that, a term, a medical term, I don't know.
Fontanelle.
Pardon?
Fontanelle.
Fontanelle?
Yeah.
So where it's soft, it grows after the bone. I understand it's the bones that are not fully grown together, and they're going to grow together. Over, it takes a couple of weeks or a couple of months for them to grow, gradually to grow together. That place that is soft, that is the place, the back of that is the place of the Mokem Hanochas, the Mokem Hanochas Tefillin. So it has to be between that soft place, of a baby's soft place, until where the hairline begins. That is where it is. Now, this is the Shulchan Aruch. Again, Me'as Cholas Ikre Aso, from where the hairline begins, Me'mitchon is forward, Ad Soif HaMokem, until the end of the place, Shemoichoy, where the head, Shel Tinuk of a baby roi face, is soft. Where does that come from? The Mishnah Berurah explains. Ikre Aso, Perish the Bein Enecho, Lav Mamashu. Bein Enecho, the Pasuk says, that V'yulit HaTofos Bein Enecho, so Bein Enecho, between your eyes, Lav Mamashu, doesn't mean it literally. Don't put your tefillin literally between your eyes. The Gamrino, because you learn Gzeira Shavim, Eloi Sosimu Kocha Bein Enechem, Ha'omur Etzel Meis. There's a Pasuk with regards to a Meis, if somebody is Nifta, you may not, Eloi Sosimu Kocha Bein Enechem, when a person is particularly distressed about a person being Nifta, he shouldn't make a Kocha by his forehead, he shouldn't pull out his hair on his forehead. Now obviously this is referring to where the hair is, where the hair is. So he says, Ma'ale Alon Mokim Sho'ise Kocha. Just as by a mace, it's referring to the place where you can make a kocha. Kocha means bald. When you can make baldness, which means vuberosh by the forehead. Afkan maschil mokim tefillin memokim sheishaiches kocha. So since over there it's referring to kocha, by a mace it's referring to kocha, meaning where hair could grow and you could pull it out. So where the hair really is. So similarly with regards to tefillin, we're making gzeirah shav, we are comparing, it's also referring to a place where the hair really grows. V'hainu, and that is, memokim ascholas smichas asoros shebrosh, where the hair normally starts growing. V'rabim, and many nichsholim be'issazeh. Many people are nichshol with this. They're making a mistake. Loim aran, they say, shakotze or elyon, that the border of the tefillin, maschil starts memokim asor. It's they put on tefillin where the hair begins. Not where the hair grows, but where the hair is. The ikar tefillin, and the main part of the tefillin, munach, is lying ala metzach on the forehead. Vo'oivrim, and da'oivra, isa de'raisa. Do'ivra nis de'raisa. T'chol la tefillin, because the entire tefillin, tzrich elios munach, b'mokim shesh kocho. The entire tefillin needs to be where the hair grows. The Hainu Shia Filu Kotze Atachnan, even the bottom border of the tefillin needs to be Shilatitura, the bottom part of the tefillin, Munach Al Mokim Ascholasikrasa, needs to be where the hair grows. I'm skipping now four lines, and the Mishnah Berurah then finishes off saying, V'chola menichin ala metzach, everybody who puts on tefillin on the forehead, who mina karoim, that is the meaning of karites, v'lo osa mitzvah, didn't do the mitzvah. V'chol ba'an nefesh, and everybody who fears Hashem, yazir lechaveiro, he should point out to his friends, ve'elamdim, he should teach him, sh'lo yikoshtu bazed, that he should not be transgressing this. Kidei in order, sh'lo yichas v'sholem, b'chnal poish Yisrael, the goof on the chas v'sholem, shouldn't be amongst those people who sin with their sin and the oivon mitzvah with their physically with their bodies, they are negligent in the mitzvahs. If somebody places the tefillin slightly on the forehead, beyond the hairline, it's as if it didn't put on tefillin. Also the bracha is in vain. The tefillin shemunachin shleibim koyman, because tefillin which are even slightly out of place have a kemunachin bekisan, as if you actually put it in your pocket. The emirish metumim bekoyman, if the tefillin are misplaced, tzorich lachziron techer, put him straight away back in its correct place. V'lein bocha ein le'elbusim in chofei, with regards to making a new bocha, you don't need to, as discussed in simin chofei. So we're learning that the correct place, the bottom place, that's really important, the bottom place has to be beyond where the hairline has to be, where the hairline starts and above. So it has to be above the hairline or all the way till the hairline. Right. Does that make sense? Yeah. And sometimes they have to be readjusted. Sometimes these things have to be readjusted a little bit. The shaila the poskim address is, first of all, what happens if a person has got hair that grows slightly round? It's an interesting shaila. If it's not straight, it's often not a straight line. So often it goes rounded. So what happens then? What happens then? How do you go? If it grows, don't look at me, I've lost them years ago, but if it grows a little bit like this, which is, instead of having it pretty straight, so if it goes fairly round and you put on tefillin, where do you look at then? How does that go? Highest point. So if that could be, then if somebody's got a hairline which goes you'd have to really make sure that no part is beyond that hairline. So they have to be quite high up then. Yeah. Yeah.
Surely it's not actually where your hair actually is, because it's different for everyone anyway.
Right.
And some people are bald, some people aren't bald. And by tefachim, we don't measure everyone's individual
hair. Yeah.
So presumably there's a place where Roiv, Sharei, you know, whatever, forehead grow. And we just say, well, that's basically where it is. It's
right.
3 inches above your nose. And if your hair is a little bit different, then how is that different to be bald or anything else?
That's a good point. That's a very valid point. With regards to bald, it has to do with the way where the hair was. The way the poskim approach it is slightly, they do take a person's own, they do take that into consideration, that the way actually a person's hair does grow. It's an interesting topic actually, but they do actually point out, yeah.
Well, there are people who never grow hair.
Right. Older. Right, so there you're right. It would go according to the general rule where it would grow. Yeah.
It makes sense they should change. It's based on the pasuk of not to wear a person shouldn't pull hair out themselves. So that's
right, interesting. Yeah, that's a good point. The Gzeir Shavim maybe goes that far to actually say it's individual. Lemaise, the poskim, there's a shtickle of machlokes. I saw a bit of machlokes about this U-shaped hair. But generally, the poskim amatir, they said that you can go according to the lowest point. Many poskim amatir say you can go according to the lowest point. But it's certainly something to keep in mind. I want you to always check that it's filling are higher up. Right, continues the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Yud. Tzorich, a person should be careful. Okay, what about the back? The back of the tefillin. Where does that need to be? So he says as follows. It needs to be, maybe in, can I just pass this out? This is also beautiful. This is real. I saw those. Regards to the forehead. Maybe can you just pass those around in the meantime? They're really, maybe just from this side. I feel they're really useful. Maybe those in the meantime from that side. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Tzorich she'akesh ma'choyr ha'roish le'malo ba'oyreif." Okay, with regards to the back of the tefillin, there needs to be all of a groove behind the skull. The groove behind the skull, right? We all know the groove behind the skull. So now, the kesher, which means a dalet, basically, right? Either you've got a single dalet, or you've got a double dalet, but you've got a dalet in the back, the kesher of the tefillin. The kesher of the tefillin needs to be lemalo ba'oyreif. They need to be on top of that groove. I'm repeating, the dalet that we have got, the knot the kesher, the dalet, the top of the dalet needs to be on top of that groove, not in, on top of that groove behind the skull. And the main part of the dalet is going in the groove. So, tzorich shea kesher ma'choyer ha'rosh, lemalo, on top of boireif, on that, the groove behind the skull, tzorich lechaven ha'ktsitza, and you need to ensure that actual tefillin, shetei be'emtza, they need to be in the middle of our forehead, kdei shetei k'neged bein ha'einam, that it should be between the height, between the eyes. V'gam ha'kesher yeh be'emtza oireif, and also the kesher in the back, that dalet, needs to be in the on that groove, on top of that groove, v'loyate lekan or lekan, it shouldn't go a bit to the right or a bit to the left. It should be mamash centered. V'tzorich she'amokim shebekesher nireh ka'in dalet letzad achutz. You need to have a dalet which faces externally. A dalet which faces externally. V'adin bekesher shel yad, tzorich lezor shelo yishapech. Also with regards to the kesher shel yad, the yud over here needs to be facing us as opposed to being inside out. This is the correct place of the tefillin shel rosh. Mishnah Berurah Seif Katan Yud. Ba'oireif, shu soifa gulgoyles, which is the back of the skull. Vehu, neged aponim, it's opposite the face. V'loi kolkach lematu k'neged agoren. But certainly not further down to the neck. Not down the neck. V'toiv shia munach ikra kesher lemalo min agumo. It's even better if you can actually put the actual dalet on top of that groove, if you can put it higher up. But it's actually very difficult because then it gets quite shaky in my experience. So it has to be just in the groove or not. The top of the dalet has to be on top of the groove and the actual dalet in the groove. But certainly need to ensure that the kesher doesn't go further below the hairline. Certainly not that far. That's considered the neck, and that's not considered the part. That's not the correct place of putting it. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Sif Kotlan Lamed Vav, Shetia Be'emtza, Roicha Varosh, it needs to be in the middle over here. Velo Yate Oysom Letzad Echo, do not move it to the right or to the left. Kedei Shiskaim Vule Toyta Fois Beinin Echo. It should be centered. Vehabe Me'achronim Kosvu, and many Achronim write, Deim Shina Bazelo Ikea Mitzas Tfilin, Vetzorich Lezor Bazeh. Many Achronim hold that if it's not centered between your eyes, if it's a bit on the right, on the left, you've not fulfilled the mitzvah. Gam nochoin lizoyer lechatchila. Again, the Mishnah Berurah points out, you should be careful. Shalo yatfilin gdoilin beyois. The tefillin shouldn't be particularly big. Toz yefshar lekimat shimu dokin al harosh. If the tefillin are particularly big, they won't be centered. V'gam shimu nochin al mekom, they won't be placed correctly. Timu nochin begoiva harosh, kedin enu mudokin. If they're going to be in the right place, they're going to be shaky. So it's better to have smaller tefillin rather than extremely big tefillin. V'gam akel shalo yival mekom, kedin. If the ratzuas are particularly big, they're also not going to be centered correctly, and that's going to be a problem. These are the words of the Mishnah Berurah. I realized that I missed out a few words in the Ramah previously, and I just want to mention that. This is the last words of the Ramah in Tziv Ches. I just noticed I didn't go through that. I just want to recap because I don't have any gaps. So the last few words of the Ramah in Tziv Ches. Ve'en lichoy ratzua ala titur kedei lechaz kol ha'yad. Do not put the ratzua on top of the bais of the tefillin. You've got a tefillin. Do not put, when you're ramping around the ratzuas, when you're putting on tefillin shel yad, do not put the ratzua on top of the bais of the tefillin. I'm sure you've seen people doing that. The Shulchan Aruch's opinion that you shouldn't. The reason for that is, pardon? Sfadim, yeah. Yeah. Even some Chassidim have the minik. Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't address it. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah says, I'm skipping two lines. I'm going to the bottom line. Kivin she'ein mitzvah klal bekricha, because he's wrapping around, he's not essentially in the mitzvah. Lochein ein la'anicho ala titura. Do not put it on top of the bais. Sheish bo k'tushas yosef min haratzu. The reason why the Ramah holds, do not wrap around the tefillin on the bais, is because the bais is essentially in the mitzvah, and the kricha is only secondary. And therefore, you don't put a secondary mitzvah on top of the bais of the tefillin. That's to protect it. That's to ensure its kedusha and its protection. Over here, you're doing it part of the mitzvah, so it's inappropriate that the ratzu, which are secondary in the mitzvah, to be on top of the bais, which is the kshi, which is the proper part of the mitzvah. Just to recap what we covered tonight, Be'ezer Hashem. I
saw Chabad people,
but Yeah, some people. The Shulchan Aruch, just to recap what we covered, that the Oirich Ritzur Shel Yad, we spoke about the, first we recapped the place of the Mokam Anochas Tefillin Shel Yad. We then spoke in Seif Ches about the wrapping around and the length of the Tefillin Shel, the length of the Ritzur. We spoke about wrapping around 6 or 7 times. We spoke about going, wrapping until you have done the 6 or 7 times. You then put on Tefillin Shel Rosh, you then continue with the Kichas around the fingers. We then spoke about the Ramah. The Ramah then says that you should make sure not to have the Ratzuas on top of the Bais because its Kedush is secondary and the Kedush of the Bais is essential. We then spoke about Mokam Anochas Tefillin Shel Rosh. We spoke about the front, which has to be above the hairline and until the place of the soft place of a baby. We then continued speaking about the back of the Tefillin, when the top of the Dalet needs to be on the groove, on top of the groove behind the skull. And we then spoke also about the fact that the Tefillin Shel Rosh needs to be centered. And we also spoke about the Dalet also needs to be centered. Mishnah Berurah points out one should be careful and one should ensure that one should also point out to others if they're not careful, if their tefillin doesn't seem to be absolutely in the correct place. And the Mishnah Berurah also points out that if the tefillin are particularly big, it's hard to fulfill the mitzvah appropriately.